prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. This is the 27th day of July, 2021. We're going to bring another guest tonight, folks. You know, I did these two different guests on purpose this week. I want you to see there are organizations out there who are literally out there on the front lines trying to change this nation for the glory of God, but also to reach the souls of lost people and change people's lives from the inside out. We're going to talk to Mark Hancock in a minute. He is the CEO of head of the organization named Trail Life USA. And folks, I want you, last night's guest, of course, was with the Nehemiah Institute. We talked to Dan Smithwick, and you heard what he's doing, what a marvelous work he's doing. Tonight about this guest on, again, to bolster us all in the fact to know that we're not by ourselves in this, all right? Before we go to our guest, though, make two announcements. First off, I want to make a correction on something that I was corrected on today. From a very sweet phone call from a gentleman named Sam. Sam mentioned that, I mentioned last night that the Church of Christ is open to homosexuals. And that's my mistake. It's United Church of Christ it is, and I apologize for that, although the Church of Christ, from what I've gathered, has about a third of the membership, or a little better, who aren't against it totally. And that's kind of dangerous. That's very dangerous. Very dangerous. Nonetheless, I should have made it clearer that the United Church of Christ is the one who openly supports homosexuality, LGBTQ, and all the other perverts out there. So again, Sam, thanks for calling me up on that. But I would be very cautious, Sam, on what's going on inside your churches. When 35% of the membership are kind of for it, I'd be a little nervous about that. I really would. So nonetheless, heads up on that. And thanks for the call, Sam. I appreciate it very much. And again, I'll make an offer on our latest teaching, America, Why Will Ye Die? If you haven't read the article, if you go to newswithviews.com, newswithviews.com, type in her name, Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, you'll see the article, the latest article, newswithviews.com, I'm sorry, America, Why Will You Die? I would like for you to read it. I'd like for you to see what it says. I did a lesson that pertains to that, and it took 4 hours to finish, because I was very, very, very cautious and very much wanting to bring forth information that is verified scripturally and factually from current events. I'm very diligent in putting it together over a period of a couple of weeks, actually. So if you want a copy on DVD or CD, but I do recommend DVD, because you do see pictures and different things that you might want to look at. If you want a copy of the DVD, 4 hours long, it's $12.50, that includes postage and everything. I'll say again, to those who received it the last few weeks, forgive us. The last hour had no sound. We know that. We're going to resend them to you ASAP. Our producer messed up, and he said he's maybe getting too senile for the job, but he's not. He has made mistakes. We'll give them to you as soon as possible. But nonetheless, America, Why Will You Die? people. So I think touching the people. That's why I've been invited to speak in St. Charles, Missouri, the last weekend this month, at what could be a huge event, expecting 15,000 people to show up on that, and a million views online. So we'll see about that. Nonetheless, on the last weekend of August, I'll be speaking the 26th and 27th of August to an indoor and an outdoor event, and that article did get people's attention, this gentleman's attention. He read on his program, invited to speak because he sees what we're trying to say. So if you want a copy, let us know. If you just tell me, I want America While You Die, $12.50 delivered to your door. You can call us at 800-777-4403. Or if you have long distance, it'll save us some dollars if you call us at 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. Now we're going to go to our guest. Our guest, like I said before, is Mark Hancock. He is the head of an organization called Trail Life USA. They've been out in the public now since January of 2014. They have over 33,000 members nationwide who've joined Trail Life USA. And folks, it is a sad statement to see what happened to the Boy Scouts. It's a sad situation what happened to the Boy Scouts. It truly is. And I want to believe when they started out, not only were they an organization that really meant to do well, but probably the trend of sodomy was very, very much muted when this organization started. But now the nation embraces it, and it's really sad. And pedophilia, folks, is on their sights. As you heard me play a song last week from the homosexual choir in California, they're coming for your children. They sung that song. I didn't. So pedophilia is part of being a sodomite and a lesbian. Understand that. That's just the way it is. A sexual deviant preys on the young. They can't have their own, so they have to prey on our young, our grandchildren, and others. So think about that. Anyway, Mark Hancock, are you there, sir?
I am, Pastor Butch. How are you?
Well, I am doing fine. It's an honor to have you, Mark. I mean that sincerely. I follow groups like you and what you're doing. I look online once in a while and see what you're involved in. And I got to tell you what, you guys are out there every day plugging along, trying to do all you can to help people and help young boys in this country. But tell the people that are new listeners, how you got started, where you're from, what you did before you done this, and what made you decide to start an organization like Trail Life USA?
Well, that's a great question, Pastor. You know, I graduated from college. I went in the advertising business, ran an ad agency for about 15 years. But along the way, I met Jesus. And that changed everything. And after Amen. That, it took me about 7 or 8 years to get out of the ad business, and I went into ministry. I ran homeless ministry for about 10 years. My wife and I have done a lot of youth pastoring and college and career pastoring. I went back to school, got a couple master's degrees in mental health counseling and marriage and family therapy. And my wife and I had a couple sons, and we got involved with them in Boy Scouts. And then in 2013, it appeared that the Boy Scouts were abandoning some of their traditional values, and we got I got invited to a meeting in Louisville, Kentucky. There were 50 people that were invited there to talk about the idea, the possibility of starting an alternative to the Boy Scouts, something that respected more the original values of Boy Scouts. So that was the beginnings of Trail Life USA. 50 of us gathered there in Louisville, Kentucky. 68 days later, we had a convention in Nashville, Tennessee, had 1,200 people from 44 different states. And then 3 months later, we Trail Life USA on January 1st. We had 10,000 members on our first day. So we're an unapologetically Christian, boy-focused, character, leadership, and adventure organization. We have everything that you would expect from the outdoors with boys. We have uniforms and troops and patrols and badges and a robust awards program and great time in the outdoors, a male-focused organization, good Christian men. The adults in our organization, men and women, sign a statement of faith and also a statement of values, and they're recommended by the local church that charters the troop. They also criminal background checks, and they do child safety, youth protection training, and they lead these boys well. We have over 10,000 volunteers across the country, over 30,000 trailmen. And we have troops in all 50 states, about 900 different churches sponsoring Trail Life troops all over the country right now, Pastor.
Well, tell me, what's the main difference? I mean, the Boy Scouts when they first started up, and they were started before I was ever born, obviously. But what was the main difference between what you all have set up now and so what they set up in the beginning?
Well, you know, they were formed in a different culture than we were.
We were forged in the fires.
In those days, we were Christians, and you didn't have to structure yourself in such a way to defend against that, because people understood Christian values and biblical values, and the culture in our country was in favor of those things. Well, we were forged in the fires of a culture that's going through radical change, and so we're structured to maintain our Christian values, and Black Boy Scouts was not able to maintain. They gave in to a lot of the societal pressures, but our whole reason for being is that we are unapologetically Christian. We are boy-focused, and those are two distinctives between us and Boy Scouts. A lot of people say, well, what's the difference between you and the Boy Scouts? And, you kind of look the same. And that's true. You know, with handbooks and, like I said, handbooks and uniforms and camping and outdoors and all this robust awards program. So at first glance, it looks the same, but there are two things that are different about Trail Life that set us apart. We are Christ-centered, and we are boy-focused, and Boy Scouts is not those things anymore. So if those things are important to parents, then we're finding that those are the families that are getting involved with Trail Life. And, of course, we're seeing tremendous growth. We had a 70% increase in new members over the last year. When other outdoor board programs are losing a lot of members, we're growing. We're growing really quickly, because I think parents understand that boys and girls are different, and that boys need a program that's aimed at their strength. That there is something about men getting together and raising up boys that it's hard to build men without men. And you take the stuff of boys, and if you don't surround them with men, they're not going to know what it means to be a man, particularly a godly man. So even though the boys can be of any faith or no faith at all, our adults are Christian men and women. We have men only leading the boys in the patrol positions from fifth grade and above. But below that, some of the women, serving the troops with some of the younger boys. But as they age, we're forming a male-focused organization where good and godly Christian men are leading boys into Christian godly, maturity.
So I assume then, along with the teachings, you're also teaching Christ's salvation and what it means to become a Christian.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is, we're trans-denominational. We have what we call program flexibility, because our troops are owned by the local church. So we have, maybe 20 or 30 different denominations that charter Trail Life troops. And so they deliver, they disciple, and they minister in the way of that local church. And just like you could walk into 100 different Bible-believing churches, and you can have 100 different personalities. It's the same way with our troops. Our troops take on the personalities of the local church. And even though Christian worldview is part of everything that we do, the specifics and how the gospel is delivered is left up to those leaders in that local church, the ones that are closest to those boys, and they do it in a way that works in that local church. Now, we don't charter any church. The churches do go through a vetting process. They have to agree with our Trinitarian statement of faith, and they also have to agree with our statement of values. Our statement of values talks about things like, purity and integrity and service and those sorts of things. And we define marriage as being one man and one woman. So there's some churches that don't qualify for that anymore. But the ones that are starting Trail Life troops, it is required that they agree with our statement of faith and our statement of values.
Have you ever heard of a group called the Nehemiah Institute?
I have not.
I'm going to have to introduce you to a gentleman, Daniel Smithwick. I'm going to have to introduce you to the guy, because different approaches, perhaps. You're the Trail Life USA and akin to what the Boy Scouts were. He is more into worldview, teaching Christian education in churches. But I think you and him would hit it off really, really well. So I got to get you his contact information. He's a super, super strong believer.
Yeah, I would appreciate that.
Well, I mean, really, this, we had to link up We really do, Mark. I mean, this is why I had two people two nights in a row. They're hanging different organizations. I wanted people to see that we're not by ourselves. There are people out there that are trying their best, their level best, to get people's eyes open to the truth of God's Word and change their outlooks upon this world and what the Christian world values really should be. Now, this is really important, though, that we do link up together. But I just noticed in one of your articles that you have had another group join you, Christian Service Brigade. Tell us about that.
Well, Christian Service Brigade is a wonderful organization. They've been around for about 85 years. And I think believe they've had about 2 million boys go through their program. But over the last few years, we've formed a relationship with them. And just recently, we've been talking about how we will work closely together. And a few weeks ago, they announced that they were going to be encouraging their units to become Trail Life USA troops. We're working together with them on what that looks like and how that works and how something like that would look. But it is something that they've announced and we're excited about.
Well, you know, that's going to increase numbers for both of you then.
Well, I would hope so. You know, you talked about how there's other people who are doing things to our God, and you know, and we're different, but we need each other, Pastor. Especially during this time, you know, this is a time when we don't need to focus on our differences, but focus on the change that we can bring in lives and in our business in Trail Life. Our changes are focused on boys. You know, boys are now twice as likely to be special education, three times more likely to have ADHD. They've fallen behind girls in every single academic category. Pastor, it's like a boyhood is some kind of social disease that needs to be eradicated in our culture. Now, they with a toxic masculinity and those types of things, boys are being painted with a broad brush as being
That's dangerous and out of control.
And they're just not. Boys have some incredible strengths. Risk and competition comes easily to them. They like to take risks. They like to compete. They like to assert their energy. They like to show off their power. And in a culture, if it's not properly handled, then it looks like aggression, or it looks like anger, or it looks like and so boys are not able to walk in their complete created beings, because our culture is suppressing them in so many ways, and it's hurting them. And so organizations like Trail Life USA, we believe that boys need programs that are designed at their specific strengths. And we think girls do, too. There's a great organization called American Heritage Girls that we love, that ministers to girls. We're good friends with those folks. But they're in the girl business, and we're in the boy business. We're in the business of taking the stuff of boys and helping them to grow into godly men.
Well, taking away the boys' desire to excel, to play sports, to climb trees, to go hunting, to shoot guns, taking away that desire to be a young boy, to be a man eventually, is stifling who they are. And I would say that would cause a lot of issues, maybe even pent-up anger issues, that they're not allowed to be what they're created to be. You know, and that really is really sad. But you mentioned coming together as a group. You know, I've often said this. I don't agree with a lot of different things that different churches teach, but if they believe in the blood born again experience with Christ, if they believe the death, burial, and resurrection, if they believe that the moral commandments are still good for today, and they're willing to obey them, I get along with my differences. I don't care what differences may be, as long as you're not something that's immoral, ungodly, and unscriptural. I mean, we can get along together. I mean, I would love to live among a bunch of people who at least believe the Bible's the Word of God. It would make life less simple, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. You know, like I said, we're different, but we need each other. The way that we worship, the way that we approach God, maybe the type of music that we hear in our services, or maybe we don't hear any music at all, or the type of preaching, or the translation of the Bible, or the way that we carry out our faith, the way that we, the traditions that we have in our different denominations. It's really kind of beautiful when you think about it, that God has created us in that way. But we can't let those things separate us. And particularly right now, we really need to take care of the next generation. You know, Pastor Roach, I really believe that that in Trail Life USA, not only are we raising boys that will be able to navigate this current that they're in, but they'll actually be able to stand against the tide. And I think that it's possible that this next generation will actually save us. You know, sometimes I look at our generation and say, can we really turn this around? And I'm not sure we can, but I think that we can strengthen the next generation. We can pour into them, and they'll have the boldness to step up and really help turn things around. You know, when you look at the progression of our society, you know, when you have a healthy society, when you have a rich society, it tends to produce weak people. And uh-huh. those weak people, build a weak society. And then a weak society produces strong men, because men rise up in order to save the society. And I think that that's where we are in that pattern, is I think that as we're moving towards a weaker culture, you know, you and I were raised in this culture. Well, these boys are looking at it, and they have a chance to overcome it. And if we raise them the right way, we have the Word of God as our absolute truth, which is almost a bad word to say today, but the absolute truth of the Word of God. If we teach our boys to stand on that truth, they can grow up to be good and godly men that actually help turn this culture around. And we're doing in Trail Life with boys outdoors and troops, enjoying the outdoors, seeing God's creation in the outdoors, being around godly men who are showing them how to act godly, how to honor God, how to honor their families, how to live right. And I think we're really creating something beautiful, Pastor.
Well, it takes a lot, and I'm not saying what Hillary Clinton said. Doesn't take a village to raise a child. No, it doesn't, folks. Godly parents are responsible for raising a child, but to get them among other young men among men of God, a man of honor and integrity, that will pass that on to the young men where our children, is so important. And this starts at the home, my friends. It is not the public school system's job to do that. Matter of fact, they won't do it. They'll destroy your child. I'm just going to say it like it is. And it's actually not the church's place to do it, although I hope prayerfully some godly teachers in there. But it's up to the parents to do this and surround their children with good men and women who are godly men and women. You know, I'm amazed sometimes what I see. The parents will have the children at home, and they turn loose out in society, and they're allowed to go where they want to go and do what you want to do, and they're not concerned about what kind of people they're around. And you know, Mark, that's not a good idea. A child's very impressionable, and you put them among people that they have maybe some friends or some peers perhaps that are doing other things they shouldn't be doing. Our children are impressionable at any age. So I want to see them involved with something like Trail Life USA. If I had sons at home, that's what I'd be looking for. I would love to have that, because that's so important. I have a great grandson coming in October, and I want him to be raised in society where morality is still expected. As a matter of fact, it's demanded. I want that to be. Go ahead.
Even though we're responsible on our own to raise our sons right, it is sure as helpful to have a community. You know, I realize that it doesn't take a village. It takes a father to raise a son. But there's a lot of dads who are young dads who didn't have a father in their household. And there's
That's
a lot
true.
Of boys who don't
That's
have
true.
A father in the household.
Very
today.
True.
And so Trail Life serves that purpose. I mean, single moms who have been crying out to God for godly men to help raise their sons. They know that their sons need a godly man. And Trail Life USA is meeting that, because we have a lot of men in our program, Pastor, who don't even have sons in the program, but they are so passionate about helping the next generation and a model for them what a godly man looks like, that we have these men in this organization, and they are dad-likes. I call them dad-likes. It may not be a dad to a boy in there, but they're a dad-like, and they help to raise that boy. Because there's plenty of boys out there who, you know, they're in a Trail Life USA troop, and they don't have a father at home. I mean, who's saying things to him like, hey, do you have your handbook? Do you have your tent? You got your sleeping bag? You got an extra pair of socks? I mean, who's reminding these? You got a ride to the meeting? There isn't a father in the home doing those things. And so there's a lot of dad-likes in Trail Life USA who help those boys and come alongside them. And the single moms just love that. And a lot of dads who haven't had great experiences with a father at home, they get to rub shoulders with other fathers. You know, and at night when the boys go in the tents and they go to sleep, a lot of times the dads and the dad-likes will sit around that fire and they'll talk about, their families. They'll talk about how they can be better fathers, about how they can be better citizens. They'll learn from each other. You may have one father who says, hey, I saw the way that you talked to your son. How did you get such a good relationship with your son? I want to have a relationship like that with my son. And dads share in that place. So not only we're raising up boys, we're helping men to become better fathers by giving them good, godly examples of men and letting them be in a community of fathers who are interested in seeing the next generation grow up to be strong.
Well, you know, I don't know what else you can say. I mean, you've covered the whole gamut here, and that's just amazing to me that you have grown like you have, and not that many years. You've only been in existence 7 years, 7.5 years or so.
Yeah, well,
and you've grown tremendously.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead.
We really are. And just even after in COVID, like I said, we have 70% increase in new membership because people are coming out of this and families are coming out and they're saying, hey, I need a place for my son to grow up, to burn off some energy, to enjoy the outdoors, to get outdoors. And the outdoors is the safest place to be. So when other organizations are losing members, we're just growing exponentially because families are discovering that there are people who still believe that boys and girls are different. And there are people who still believe that the way that you grow a man is you give a boy a model of a good and godly man, and that's what he grows into. Boys can't magically become godly men if they don't have an example of a man
in front
of them.
That's
true. So Trail of USA, we're providing that over and over and over again. Every weekend as boys are out hiking and camping and whitewater rafting, bouldering and canoeing and doing all those things in the outdoors, seeing men live out their Christian lives in front of them.
Well, I think your article said you have 900 Trail Life troops. Is that about right?
Yeah, right about 900. I think we started 85 just this year alone, 85 new ones. So we're continuing to grow, and I think we're right around 900.
Well, now, are all those troops independent? Do they all have plans that you share among each other for certain trips, certain duties? How does that work?
Yeah, well, it's a wonderful community. And, you know, when we get together at Trail Life events, it's just you get together and you're with like-minded people, and there's just this instant just kind of magic. You know, the Psalms tell us that how good and how pleasant it is when brethren dwell together in unity.
Sure.
And that's what we find at Trail Life events. So the country's broken up, even those 900 troops in all 50 states, the country's broken up into 8 regions across the United States, and we have regional leaders in each of those 8 regions, and then we also have 300 areas across the country. And a lot of times those areas, generally an area is somewhere that you can drive in a day's time. And so a lot of times troops in those areas will get together, and they'll plan activities where 2 or 3 troops will get together. And then in the regions, a couple weeks ago, over 400 trailmen gathered in West Virginia, where the region got together and had a week-long summer adventure.
Where was that held? Where was that held?
That was in Beckley, West Virginia.
Oh, okay. That's okay. I know the Boy Scouts had a big place in a little town down below, a little town called Mount Hope.
Yep.
But y'all were in Beckley.
Yep.
If I would know that, I would like to come and see that. I didn't know.
Well, I think it's right across the river from the Boy Scouts.
Okay. All right. Hang on through the break, please, Mark. Okay, folks, back at the break. Any phone calls, comments you want to make, love to hear from you. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storbo Foods, the only Storbo food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we are back here talking to the gentleman. I think tonight is another hero. I really do. I know he's not by himself in the battle with the Trail of Life. I know that. He has lots of great help, I'm sure. I mean, he has brothers and sisters working with him, doing their utmost to reach young men for the glory of God. But Mark is a man who's put his heart and soul into this. So anyone does that for the glory of God and for the good of these young boys, they're a hero to me, because I know the effort he's putting forth. Well, I shouldn't say that. I don't know the effort he's putting forth. I know that in what I do, there are times I get very tired. I really do, folks. I'm sharing from just being a man. I get very tired. I get very aggravated sometimes, frustrated, and even discouraged, until I go talk to my father and he says, it's okay, son. They put somebody in my life like he did with Dan Smithwick and the EMI Institute. And now with of course, we've known Mark now for a year or two and what he's doing. These folks encourage me because I know they're out there. I'm not by myself. You're not by yourself. And don't become discouraged. If the masses don't listen to you, don't be surprised, because the masses have not listened to Christ either. Think about that, folks. The gospel's been around for 2,000 years, and the masses have went the opposite direction. So don't be discouraged. Keep swinging the sword, standing for the truth, and let the truth be your only reason to be here. To reach out and touch all you can while you can. And Mark, I didn't mean to take over the program there, but I had to say that because people do get frustrated. And I don't want them, I understand that. I'm not going to say don't get frustrated, but don't stay there. Is that a good way to put it?
Yeah, and those are good words. Those are encouraging, Pastor. That's, you know, I'd love to hear that you're real about that. You're not playing games. And you're not, you don't want your listeners to think that it's all just a bed of roses when you decide to serve him. There's some days when you're just hanging on, but that's what keeps us hugging him tighter. You know, I know when we started this organization, I was not equipped, to do what he had called me to do, but that's a great position to be, because that means I had to lean on him really strongly. I hugged God really tight, through that time. when we were getting started and just hanging on for dear life, and there's still days when it's all I can do to say, okay, God, you know, what are you doing here? We want to be faithful. And so thanks for sharing that. That's encouraging.
Well, you know, you encourage me, and I want to encourage you. I think that's what makes this thing, whole thing work. We are brothers and sisters together in Christ in this battle, and we've got to stand for the truth. And we'll get the phone calls, folks. I promise in about just a few minutes. Hang in there. 844-769-2944. Excuse me. Now, if people write this website down. It's easy to remember. TrailLifeUSA.com. TrailLifeUSA.com. Look on there for troops that are near you. If you have sons, grandsons, or you have nephews, anybody else that might be interested in looking into this, encourage them to do so. TrailLifeUSA.com. TrailLifeUSA.com. And brother, is there a phone number they can call that they can ask questions also?
Well, the best way to get in touch with us through the website is an email address at the bottom. And then also, if they go to that website, if they go to the Get Connected, there's a map of the United States. You can put in your zip code or your address, and I'll show you the troops nearby. And you can just click on that, and it'll get you in touch with that troop. And we also have volunteers all over the country who are called point men. And that's who we do most of our communications through. We have a relatively small national staff. There's fewer than 25 of us running the whole organization because we're so dependent and so thankful for the volunteers we have around the country. So we actually don't have a phone that rings in the home office because all the communications come through those volunteers. You can find them there on the website.
Okay, a lot of folks don't have computers, though, so I don't know how they're going to find them. That's the situation I'm running into.
Yeah, that's difficult, but you know, reach out in the community and find out if there's a church nearby that has a Trail Life troop and get connected and help boys.
TrailLifeUSA.com. It's a definite move in the right direction. And to become a member, what do you have to do?
Well, you go to a troop, and the troop extends a membership to you. You just can't go somewhere online and sign up. That's one of the ways that we keep our boys safe, is every adult leader is recommended by a representative of that troop who's connected to the local church. So the church is approving all the adult leaders. That's one way we keep boys safe. So if you're an adult, attend the troop and get to know the what we call the troop ministry liaison. And that person will recommend you for membership. Now, as a boy, you show up as at a troop, and the troop will help you get registered. For boys, it's about, I want to say, $26-$27. And for adults, it's a little bit more than that because we do criminal background checks on all of the adults.
So a young boy could come remember about $25-$26 in.
$26 a year. Now, the other expenses, generally troops will do fundraisers so that it doesn't cost a boy or their family any more than that. If he works hard with the troop to raise funds, then a lot of times all of his expenses, his camping things, his handbook, his uniform, everything will be covered through the fundraisers that local troop does. We also make it affordable. We do have a formal uniform, but we tell the troops, you know, listen, if your folks are short on cash, you don't need to get the formal uniform. Buy the T-shirt. We have three levels of uniform. We call it the trail, the travel, and the troop uniform. The trail uniform is just a T-shirt, and so they can buy that online, and that can be, you know, the official thing that the boys wear. So we're not trying to rob anybody's bank account. We're just trying to get as many boys involved in this ministry as we can so we can make a difference.
And how do boys gain merits or awards, perhaps, or gain grades and maybe in rank or whatever? How does that work?
Yeah, well, we have three levels of the program. We have the Woodlands Trail, which is our elementary age boys, kindergarten up to about fifth grade. And then we have the Navigators, which is sixth grade through eighth grade. And then we have the Adventurers, which is ninth through 12th grade. And as you can imagine, as they advance through that, their award system is a little bit more advanced. And so the younger boys are earning, they're earning steps, and those steps are converted to branch awards and branch patches. So they wear their awards on their uniform. And then the middle grade boys and the high school age boys, they earn trail badges. And those trail badges are nailed, Pastor, to what we call a standard. And a standard is a chestnut, staff that we import from, Bavarian Forest, and that's where the boys show their awards, you know, and Boy Scouts, where they have that sash and they sew the patches on in there, and Trail Life, they nail these metal trail badges onto their standard or their staff, and that's how they display their awards. So it's a very masculine symbol. In fact, when the boys get it right around 6th and 7th grade is when they start decorating their standard. A lot of times the troops will turn that into a ceremony. You know, we're lacking rites of passage for boys today. You know, times when we get to say, okay, now you're becoming a man. So we use that standard, the presentation of that as a rite of passage. A 5th, 6th grade boy, maybe his dad will go to the front of the room, and a lot of times in the barrel they'll have all these hiking sticks in there, these standards, and the father will select that standard, then present it to the boy, and that becomes the thing that he puts his awards to, and it's a beautiful, beautiful symbol. Our highest award, which is called a Freedom Award, is a brass topper that goes screws on the top of that standard. And so we just know that boys, their whole lives, they'll display that beautiful stained standard with the metal badges and the brass topper. If he's a Freedom Award recipient, it's just a beautiful thing to maybe put over a fireplace or in the corner. It's like a piece of furniture.
Absolutely.
It's not like a beauty sash that you can stick in a drawer somewhere. It's something that their whole lives they'll be able to look at and remember those times.
Talk about making some precious memories. That would be something to pass on to the grandchildren for sure. Another quick question: when a young man that's not a daddy but he's an adult wants to come in and join, and I know you put them through a background check, I know all that already, but how do you teach them what you expect out of them?
Well, we have training that we do. We have child safety, youth protection training that they go through that talks about the policies, about how they keep kids safe, and they participate in boy safety. And then we also have trainings. We have what we call Trail Ready Learner conferences. I'll be heading to one in Ohio, I think, next weekend, and the weekend after that in Georgia. And that's where we have a couple hundred men will come together, leaders, for a weekend. It's like $29 for them for the weekend, usually includes food. And that's where we'll do a lot of our training there. And then they have other trainings, too. We have what we call Three Peaks trainings. And Peak 1 is where they learn about how to run a troop, and Peak 2 is where they learn some of the advancements in the program. And then Peak 3 is done outdoors, and that's where they learn all the outdoor skills that they need to be familiar with in order to help boys grow in those things. So we have a lot of training opportunities for our leaders, and honestly, those are a lot of fun too. When the men get together, even though we're an organization about boys, when the men get together, they just have a great time because they're like-minded men who feel the same way about Jesus and feel the same way about raising godly boys. And so it's an instant brotherhood whenever we get together with them.
Well, I've learned, being around close friends of my own, brothers in Christ, we're just big boys at heart.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
We like to laugh and joke ourselves, you know?
Yeah, we released a video where we had a bunch of dads talking about, and men in the program, talking about how that's the secret, is that it's also a ministry to men, and how much they enjoy that fellowship and that brotherhood of getting together. And so
it is needed.
That's sort of
a hidden
thing that God put in there. Yeah.
Amen. That's needed so desperately. I got to get the phone call in a second, but one more question. How long does it normally take for a boy to start winning awards and even get to the brass cap you mentioned?
Well, immediately. We start in kindergarten, and within a few weeks, that boy can earn his first, it's a joining patch. He's a fox at that point, and he can get his fox branch patch. And it's unadorned at that moment. It's just a blank patch, but that's something that he can hang on his uniform. And then he starts earning branches for that patch. And that only takes him, you know, a few weeks before he starts earning those awards. And then all the way up through the program, the Freedom Award, which is the highest award, boys are typically 16, 17 years old before they can earn that award. We really believe that they need to be to be older to earn that, because in that other program, Boy Scouts, boys are earning the highest award at 13, 14 years old, and then they leave the program because they got nothing to do. And at 13, 14, they don't really know who they are yet. So here they are with your highest award, but they're running out there. They haven't even grown up yet. So in trail life, it takes longer. The Freedom Award is a much more difficult award to achieve than things like the Eagle. And so they generally going to get that closer to their 17th birthday, and they have to earn it before they become an adult.
Wow! So you have enough coming in to keep them encouraged anyway.
Oh, we do. They're constantly progressing all along the way. They go from fox to hawk to mountain lion to ready trailman to recruit to ready to able trailman. And then there's three levels of navigators, and then they move up into adventurer, where they have the Journey Award, the Horizon Award, and then finally the Freedom Award. So all along the way, they're progressing in ranks and levels and awards and badges that they're getting all along the way. So there's plenty of rewards, which boys like. Boys don't like participation trophies. They want to work hard at something and be rewarded for it. And so they don't get rewarded for doing nothing. They have to earn it. And so they love that system of clear rewards. You know, we started that silly thing of participation trophies. Boys get out there, they run all over the soccer field, and they get in, and they say, "Oh, did we win?" And they say, "We don't know. We weren't keeping score." Well, that's crazy for a boy. You know,
that is crazy.
That's insane. He wants to keep scoring. So, in Trail FUSA, we keep score. The boy knows where he stands. If he doesn't work hard, he's not going to be awarded, and that's. That's a life lesson right there. We have a lot of boys and young men who are failing to succeed because they think everybody owes them something. You know, Pastor, I call them unproductive narcissists. You know, they're unproductive because we haven't required that they do anything, and they're narcissists because we haven't let them fail. When Trail of USA, you get to fail, and then you get to brush yourself up, get up, and try it again, and try harder until you get it. Those are great life lessons.
Oh, yeah, now we give trophies just for showing up. That's so sad. Let's take a phone call from right here in West Virginia. Let's talk to BK. BK, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Pastor Butch. How you doing tonight?
Hello. I'm doing fine, sir. How you doing?
Well, God is good. Mark, how do you do, sir?
I'm doing good, BK.
Hey, yes, I wanted to ask you, where does your group stand on masks and vaccines?
That's a decision made by the individual charter organization. Our troops are owned by the local church. So whatever the policy is in that church, we don't have a national policy. We support our churches and whatever it is that they do. So we have, you know, a lot of our troops continue to meet, last year. And some troops met less often, and some troops met in homes or off site or in the outdoors rather than the church building. So we support the local church in whatever policy they have.
Okay. One thing I've always said is how sad it is to see anti-Christian discrimination and the way this country uses affirmative action to promote feminists in the military with lesbians and homosexuals, and the same with lesbian and homosexual cops and homosexual lesbians in the legal system. President Joe Biden has appointed Pete Buttigieg as Secretary of Transportation and Rachel Levine, Assistant Secretary of Health. Of the approximate 1,500 agency appointees put in by President Biden, 58% are women, 18% are black, 15% are Hispanic, 15% are Asian, and 14% are LGBTQ. What is Trail Life USA's policy on affirmative action?
We don't have a policy on affirmative action.
Okay, very good.
You haven't discussed that one. Okay, all right.
Yeah, well, you know, right. Something that seemed truly unfair to me, even dating back to the Boy Scouts, was how you have Girl Scouts, but yet girls could be in the Boy Scouts. And, you know, that's more of that feminist affirmative action. And, Pastor Butch, I wanted to know if you knew a judge ruled that transgender athletes will be allowed to run on the girls' team in West Virginia.
No, but I know that was voted against in the House, obviously, but I guess he's trying to overturn it. That'll be up to the people to make the legislature ignore that and do what's right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, sure.
You know, our 36 governor, Jim Justice, he's pro-mask, pro-vaccine, a billionaire. He owns coal mines, cotton gins, timber, golf courses, casinos. We know that Bill Gates is the largest private farm owner in the United States. But, Mark, did you know that Jim Justice is the largest farm owner east of the Mississippi? Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Well, do you know what else he was? He was a Boy Scout. And he credits his time in scouting with teaching him how to be a good citizen. The diamond in his holdings is the Greenbrier Resort. It has an amazing history. 26 presidents have stayed there. It has 11,000 acres, 710 rooms. Get this, preacher. It has 33 suites. Old 33rd,
wow.
Like Robert C. Byrd. It happened
right.
to be, I happened to be watching a TV show about the Greenbrier, and they said the Greenbrier was a well-known Illuminati hotspot. And, of course, that was on PBS, Pastor. So I wanted to ask you, Mark, if you've ever heard of Project Greek Island.
I have not.
Okay, well, it's the Greenbrier Resort. It was a classified underground facility built from 1959 to 1962. And from 1962 to 1992, the Greenbrier owners had an agreement with the federal government that in the event of a nuclear war or nuclear attack, the resort property would go entirely to the government, and the underground facility would be the emergency location for the Congress. The underground facility had large supply of food with a kitchen, a hospital, an auditorium to hold the House of Representatives, and a temporary Senate chamber. They had a broadcast center for the members of Congress that had a changeable seasonal backdrop to appear that the Congress members were broadcasting from Washington, D.C. The place that was supposed
to be
for business meetings for the guests was actually a disguised work area for congressional members. The center was maintained by government men posing as employees of the hotel. It's like George Carlin said, it's a big club, and we ain't in it, are we?
We're not in it. No, but I got to jump, BK, though. Get some good information. Thanks for sharing it.
Can I share one more thing?
Yes, sir.
Can I share one more thing?
Jim Justice,
the one-time Boy Scout, he said being a Boy Scout taught him this: the difference of right from wrong. Well, here's a little timeline of the Boy Scouts' history of right and wrong. In 2015, Boy Scouts voted to allow homosexuals to leave. In 2012, internal files published revealed decades of sexual abuse, 5,000 files. That's L.A. Times. By November of 2020, 92,700 people came forward with sexual abuse claims against the Boy Scouts of America. It's by far the largest sexual problem in the United States. And as far as the numbers go, it dwarfs complaints made against the Roman Catholic Church in the United States.
That's a sad statement, but I guess that's true too, I'm sure. BK, good points. Thanks for the call. I do appreciate it. That's all the information. The Boy Scouts, it's a shame, folks. I don't take any pleasure in watching an organization go down like that. We trusted our sons and too. It doesn't make me feel good at all, but thank God it was exposed, and now we have somebody like Trail Life USA out there stepping up to the plate with solid foundation and teaching our sons and grandsons the truth of God's word and moral living and teaching virtue and teaching persistence and consistency and what it means to be, I guess, a toxic male today. And thank God for people like Mark Hancock who's done this. Mark, we're down the last few minutes. What do you want to tell the folks in closing?
Well, I just want to encourage the folks that, as dark as things may seem, I think that there's a remnant rising. I think that God has a plan. I think that he's still in control. And if they pour their lives into serving him, finding ways to serve the next generation, I would encourage them to do that. And we just offer one way. If you're a man with or without a son, find a Trail Life troop. If you don't have one nearby, start one with your church. Find a way to pour into the next generation. Boys need what it is that you have, and they're missing that. There aren't any other places in our society that are teaching them to lead well. and teach them to base their lives on the absolute truth of the Word of God. So I encourage you that if we do that, there's a remnant rising. I think that we are building a generation that's going to help deliver us from this current age.
Mark Hancock, thank you. Folks, go to traillifeusa.com. Check it out, please, especially if you have sons and grandsons or anybody you want to reach, please do that. Mark Hancock, God bless you, my friend, and let's keep in touch, and maybe one day we'll get together and we'll get a cup of coffee. How's that?
That would be wonderful. Thank you, Pastor. God bless you.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. God bless you, my friend. And what a sweet guy. What a good phone. What a good conversation. And folks, I haven't done this in a long, excuse me, in a long time. I've never stopped the program at this short, about 3 minutes short of going off the air. I have to share with you that we are, and I hate doing this, that we're really struggling now for finances. If you can find your heart to give us a hand through the next couple months, hopefully turn around this fall. But we need some help. I mean, we're doing the best we can. God's blessed us. I'm not complaining at all. But if you can help us get caught up or stay caught up, we're not behind. I will not go behind. I will not go into another month, into the next month, unless I can pay the bills a month in advance. Christian organizations should not go in debt. So if you can help us keep that record, we'd appreciate it very much, because I know you have a heart to share, and I mean a heart to care for people. And if you don't have anything to give, please pray for us, or pray for us anyway. We need your prayers, folks, and I may have to say I need your prayers very much so. I'm only a man, and I get all bum-fuzzled and confused sometimes by things, but I want to do what's right. I want to say what's right. I want to glorify our Father and edify the body of Christ. If you can help and pray for us, for the strength and wisdom that we need to continue, we would appreciate that more than anything else. I mean, every day seems like we face new situations and new circumstances than ever faced before, because of changing times and the way our nation is failing and falling to the side, and the changing ideas that's built on man's very shaky foundations of reason and thought. We face new things every day. And I don't need to tell you, folks, we're heading for some bad times, I do believe, this winter, with this new COVID hoax coming up, with food prices going through the roof, and even food scarcity coming. It's already started. So we want to keep this thing going as long as our Father will allow it and wants us to do it. But we depend on folks like you to pray for us and help us if you can. That's all I want to say about that, because I don't like to ask. I despise asking. But I know you folks care, or you wouldn't be listening tonight. I know you do care. With almost 29 years on the radio, it's been a blessing. A lot of the people that supported us for years are gone now, and I miss them. They were family. And now some of them couldn't give a dime, but they called and talked to us and encouraged us. They were family. And that is something that we can never forget, folks. We're in this together. Let's pray for each other and help each other get through this battle ahead. For Christ's glory, okay? See you tomorrow night. Good night.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.